Okay, we continue in Shira Shirim. We're on Perek Ches, Pasuk Yud. After Hashem is telling the Jews why they're going to have to stay longer in the Golos, and Hashem speaks to the nations of the world, he speaks to the angels and all these things. So now again we have the Jewish people speaking and making their final request of, well, not their final, second last request. Ani choma, I am a wall. V'shadai kamigdalos, and my breasts are like towers. Os hayisi ve'enov, then I was in his eyes. Kemotz a shalom, as one who finds peace. So what does this mean? The commentary says, Mishivin Yisrael, the Jewish people respond to Hashem. U'mavakshim, and they ask. V'omrim, and they say. Im lo tikarev, tzedek me'alecho, if you don't bring the righteousness on your own, if you don't bring the geula now, v'taniach adover aleinu, if you leave it for us to get it done, dog im anachnu ma'od, we're very concerned. Ke'alo b'shas yisiyas Mitzrayim, because when we went out of Egypt the first time, ani hayisi kechoma, it was like a wall. Strong. That's what Hashem said before. If it'll be like a wall, you'll be fine. If it'll be like a door, it won't be good. That was last week. We left that Egypt, we're a wall. Vishadai, who are my breasts? Moshe and Hayu Kemigdalos. Moshe and Aaron were like towers. Kemotze Shalom. And then I was in his eyes like the one who found peace. Vim calls that, and still in all. Lohayisi be'enov karoy la'atova sha'asa imedi. But I wasn't in God's eyes worthy for the good things that he did for me. But rather it was like Rak Kemotze Shalom, like one who finds peace. Kemotze Mitzi, like you find an object. And you didn't earn it, you just found it. And that's what we're saying. So I was in his eyes like someone who found peace. I found peace. It's not like I earned it. It was coming to me. So when we land out of Egypt, you know, we were a wall. We had leaders. And even then, we weren't really worthy for it. But we just got it as a gift. So now, in Cain, if so, Echa Kavel Gula, how can I wait still for the redemption? Im Tamti Machiah Roy Lakach, that I should wait until I am deserving of this? That ain't going to happen. Okay. So that's what he's saying. There's a lot to concern for that. Okay, the back doesn't say much more. Just saying again, you should not delay the geula because we're not going to be worthy for it. Okay, next pasuk, Yud Aleph. They also continue. Kerem Hoyel Shlomo. Shlomo had a vineyard. Where was it? Baal Hamon, a place called Baal Hamon. We'll explain that. Nosan Esakerem Lanochim, and he gave the vineyard to those who are working the garden. Ish, this last clause is very hard to translate. Ish yavi befir yo elav kosef. Each one bringing for his fruits 1,000 silver coins. What was that supposed to mean? Says the Tzrar Mor, Kerem hayo l'shlomo, v'gam ra'inu, we also saw, going back to the times of going out of Egypt, shos hayo l'shlomo, there was shlomo, and here, as it's been throughout the Megillah, Zakarish Baruch Hu, that's Hashem, as we said, because the Shalom is his is peace. So even at that time, there was Shlomo. Hashem had Kerem, a vineyard, that's a code word for who Yisrael, that's the Jewish people. Shemuchunim b'shem Kerem. We are called a Kerem, a vineyard. So therefore Hashem had a vineyard in a place called Baal Hamon. What's Baal Hamon? That's a code word for Eretz Yisrael. She'enu tachas yad shum sar. It's not under any angelic influence. Rak tachas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's under Hashem's thumb, as it were. Shubal Hamon. He is the master of the masses. Shal kol olam kum, like the whole world. Just like Avram is Av Hamon Goyim. So Hashem is Av Hamon. Baal Hamon, the master. So it was Baal Hamon. It's Eretz Yisrael that is owned, so to speak, and supervised by Hashem. So Hashem, who had this vineyard, and he gave that vineyard lenotrim to the ones who would work the field. Mean to say, umosrim oso hakerem lenotrim. Hashem gives the lenotrim hain soriumus. He gave it to the angelic forces. Okay, So, what is it? In other words, it means we're going to lose it. We got thrown out. Now, it's interesting. In footnote 31, the Al-Sheikh explains that the angel, the angelic forces are called the Notrim. He says in the second line, from the bottom, Ki Shilafia Emes, because according to the truth, Einam Adonim Umoshim, they're not really the rulers, the masters. Sheish Koch Biyarim. They're just like the workers. Shemino Samadon called it the master, appointed them. Lintores almost to take care of the goyim. Called Sar Shulamasal. So every angelic force over its nation. So anyway, so that's why Hashem gave the land of Eretz Yisrael, as it were, to others to be in charge. That signifies we're going into the Golus. That's how Torah Moor explains it. Rashi explains it. We gave it to the Goyim, the four exiles. But same idea. It goes to their angelic forces, and then that enables the non-Jews to take it over. Now, next clause, very hard one to translate, no matter how you slice it. Ish Yavi Befiri Elef Kosef. Explains to Torah Moor. Ish, who's Ish? Zen Nebuchadnezzar. That's Nebuchadnezzar destroyed the temple. Yavi Befir Yo. Hevi bishvil peryo shalakerem, he brought for the fruits of the vineyard sha'asa bu'ushim, that they turned up ushim, they became wild grapes. Kirchsiv, the pasuk Yeshaya vayas bu'ushim, they produced wild grapes. I guess if you get kicked out of the land, the grapes aren't tended to so well, so I guess they get wild, which is left into despair, into disuse. But anyway, so he brought, what does it mean he brought? So he, in other words, he brought, Nebuchadnezzar brought, as the country would lay barren, Elef Kosef, 1,000 silvers. What's that a hint to? Hainu HaCheresh VaMazger, Elef. There was a group when he exiled, the initial exile of Nechanya, 11 years before he destroyed the temple. There were a group of holy tzaddikim, the leaders, who were called the Cheresh HaMazger Elef. That's what they were called. Okay, so Shehiglin of Nebuchadnezzar, he exiled them. Avshayos kol kach toivim, and those were really good guys. I mean, kol magel nefesh, they still got punished. So we're saying, you know, you see, Hashem exiled us, and we're much better people then. What can we answer after them? Umane kava od, what can we hope more? Legodol chatenu, because our great sins. Imlo tekariv tzedek melech, unless you bring the righteous one yourself. Okay, and that's what he's saying. Again, so when Hashem brought the Golas, it was very hard for us. So what he expects from me, any better now? Yes. Now we get the final answer of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Chafes. Okay, you may think that the vineyard has been given over to strangers. Right? That vineyard no longer is yours, and it's gone. Hashem doesn't care anymore about it. Yisrael, the Jewish people. So he says, "Karmi shali lefanoi, my vineyard is always before me. Ha elef lecha Shlomo, the 1,000 to you Shlomo, whom assign lenotchim, and 200 to those who take care of it as period of his fruits." What does this mean? So there's a fascinating point he's going to bring out. Karmi Shali, my vineyard, Lefana is before me. Tshuva Sakadosh Baruch Hu, this is Hashem's answer. Leval Yisyaru, don't be afraid. Va'omer, he says, Karmi Shali, my vineyard, Hani Yisrael, the Jews, Lefanai, before me, who tamid, always. Mashkiach anibo, and I supervise it. Shalom Eino Mesale Kashkochas over Hashem never takes away his divine supervision over the Jewish people, even when they're in exile. Vein Tamid Chakukim Aliba, they're all engraved on his heart. So although you may have been thrown out, I'm constantly supervising you. And say, no matter what happens, you're still around. You're still around. Ha'elef Lecho Shlomo, it's a very interesting pshat he's going to say now. Maftir HaKadosh Baruch Hu Va'omer, and Hashem promised Va'omer Ha'elef Lecha Shlomo. What does that mean? Ushlomo Zeh, and this reference of Shlomo, this time when Shlomo is being mentioned in Shir Shirim, Chol, this is the mundane. It's referring to Shlomo Melech.
Actually,
every other Shlomo is Hashem in this Megillah, except this one is Shlomo Melech. Kenari Mishah says, it says in Gemara in Shavuos, footnote 33 just spells it out. Just explains that idea. So this is that. Ushlomo Zechol. V'rotz Olam has to say, Shlomo, what does it mean by Shlomo? Humachus Beistavi, this is the kingdom of the house of David. V'amar ha'elef l'cho Shlomo, 1,000 to you, Shlomo. Ha'inu shebesocha elef acharon, we come to the last millennia. The sixth millennia. Okay, Nyorim Malchus Beis David. Malchus Beis David will be raised up in the sixth millennia, because the world has to end after six millennia. Umosayim, here's an interesting point. Umosayim and 200, Mina Elef Azeh, from this Elef, from this thousand, I guess the last 200. Leno Trimes Pirio, to those who take care of his fruits. Leshomre Torah Umitzvahs, to those who have been guarding the Torah and the mitzvahs, Shemesu, that have died over the course of history, Sheyichu, they will come back to life. Vahainu, which means Shal Kopanim, at least, Yiyat Chiyas HaMesim, the resurrection of the dead, should at least be Shnei Meo Shana Koidim Kalos Elef Hashishi, 200 years before the end of the sixth millennia. Kamosha Perish Ramban, as the Ramban explains in his parish to Shir HaShirim. Okay, and that's what the commentary below is telling us. Not anything more, because the tzaddikim, they were the ones who longed for the coming of the Mashiach and the resurrection of the dead. So it'll be 200 years. So it's interesting how he's saying it. He's saying, Rosh Hashanah, Tchias Masayim Shana, Achar Gula, in which Shetia Kodem Masayim Shana, Bel Hashem. So it seems before. I don't know what it means.
Does that mean
the last 200 years.
Does not imply that Mashiach.
He's saying, Tzeis Masayim Shana Acher HaGeula Shetia Koidem Masayim Shanim Be'elav HaShishi V'Tigla HaGeula V'Yeshua. Seems saying 200 years before the end of the sixth millennia is going to come to Tzeis Masayim. That's only 20 years from now.
But does not imply that Mashiach can't come early if we're saying coming at 6,200 years.
Well, no, it could come, will come 200 years before the Mashiach, which will come in the 6th millennia. He didn't say when in the 6th millennia it's going to come.
6,000 years.
In the 6th millennia.
Okay.
Now, Ramban already was living in the 6th millennia. Just about. Yeah. It's just about the turn of that 6th millennia.
Right.
So, Ramban could obviously say it's going to come in the 6th millennia.
Yeah.
He says it's going to come 200 years. Chesemes comes before that. So Hashem is telling us, you should know, I'm watching over you guys, not to worry about this. Okay, next pasuk. Hayosheves baganim, who is sitting in the gardens. Chaverim makshivim lekolech, friends that are listening to your voice. Hashmiini, I'm hearing. What does that mean? So again, he's bringing from the Al Sheikh in Yud Gimel. Hayosheves baganim maftiach lehem, he promises them. Sheyosheves baganim, those who sit in the gardens, who are those? Haino osim hayoshim babatim medrashos, those who sit in the base medrash and learning Torah. So those people, hayoshevas baganim, chaverim, or the chaverim, he malach yasharis, those are the angels. The angels, makshim kol, are listening to your voice. Asin in the future, shemalach yasharis yishmu kolech, that the ministering angels will listen to your voices, and they will ask, hashmini. They will ask from you, Hashmiini Dvar Makdoshin, let me hear your holy words. So that's what they're saying. The angels are going to want to hear this. I imagine if it's the 200 years of which the tzaddikim are being brought back to life, the malachim are going to say they're going to want to hear all your amazing words that they have to say. Okay, so Hashem is saying, don't worry, I've got my eye on the ball, and I'm not going to let go of you. Even though you're in the Golos, I'm still keeping an eye on you. Now we come to the final Pasuk, Yudalid, and this is the final response of the Jewish people with a prayer and a request. Barach Dodi. Okay, literally Barach means to run away, but here it means make haste. Make haste, my beloved, and you shall be like Litzvi, the gazelle, Ola Ofer Yalim, like the young heart, Al Harei V'Samim, on the mountain of the incense, of the spices. What does that mean? Brach Dodi, Zebakushis Yisrael, this is what Jews will ask. Kimin Shamarta, Sheschar Shali Lefanecha, since you're saying that my reward is before you. Hinu Mevakshim, so therefore you ask, Brach Dodi Ma'agolos, Hashem hasten us out of this Golos. Why? Ki kivyochol hashchina imanu megolus, because as it were, the Shechina is with us in the Golus. Right? We know that whenever the Jews are in the Golus, that's what it's saying. Hashem's like, my hashkacha is over you. So the Shechina is in the Golus. And therefore, udemei lecha litzvi, and you should be like the gazelle. Shem kali beritzas, and they run quickly. Say, so what? Be fast. Bring it fast like the gazelle. Al hari besamim, on the mountain of the spices. Asay bishvil, do it for the reason. Hare bashamayim, or besamim. Shemikedem nasnu reach tov. Because the early spices gave off a good smell. V'achshed hein avelus, now they're in mourning. Or it could be, I'm not sure it could be either two ways. Yeah, but I think that's what he's saying. Kamohar Maria, it's referring to Mount Moriah. Asher kulam hikrivu sham reach lichoch. They all brought karbanos on Har Maria, which was a pleasant smell. Okay? So in other words, when we had a Beis HaMikdash, right, the mountain of good smell is Har Maria, because that's where the Beis HaMikdash was, and that's where they brought the karbanos, was a reach lichoch, a pleasant smell to Hashem. So that's what, and many people throughout history, Adam, Noach, Avram, Okad Shamas Yitzchak, he bound up Yitzchak, Ubischusam, and in their merit, Terachem v'tigalasam b'mheri v'meinu. In their merit, you should have Rachmonis on all of us and bring the Mashiach very quickly. So it's an interesting footnote 37. You want to take a look at that since we got a little bit of time?
Didn't we learn something with Harim?
What?
Harim. It's in the mountains.
All the time, okay.
But they're an allegory for someone?
It could be for the righteous. For the righteous. Let's look at 37. Again, he's showing you that this is the commentary of the Al-Sheikh. So let's read from the bottom. So he says, Meshivim Yisrovar, this second last line now. Jews respond, Brach Dodi, Lomer saying, your heart is full with us. You're with us. You haven't left us. You didn't let us go. Gamodani begolus, even though I'm in the golus, bechutzar savircho. Vadinimcha, and really the law is like you. You're right. Shetichal ad shuvi adecha. That really you're not going to start to bring the redemption until we return. Amnam hineni no teshes tsarosi. My suffering pulls me away. Vado eges. And I'm worried about the honor of your Shechina. Because as it were, it is with me, as it says in the Zohar, by the Mar of Yecheskel, go to the end of the line. Sherlo Kola Merkava Bavavel, that Yecheskel saw the Merkava, Hashem's chariot in Bavel. What's Hashem's chariot doing in Bavel? Laman Adias to let the Jews know, because the Shechina is with them. We shouldn't give up from the Gula. It's not like Hashem threw us out. I don't want to know about you. Hashem's with us in the Golos. So now the Jews are saying, "Ve'eino kvoda tia b'chusar." It's not your honor that your Shechina should be in Chusar. Okay, no meres kinesis yisrael. Therefore, the Jews will say, "Barach l'cha dodi, make haste, my beloved." Klimer, "Barach l'cha mechusaretz makam agoyla, make haste and get out of Chusaretz, which is the exile." "Ve'lech l'cha la'atzmacha, go on your own." Where a place where there will not be lacking the Shechina from there. And what is that? Who based on English? That's the base on English. Because the Shechina never left the Western Wall. So in that aspect, so bring your Shechina to go back where it belongs. Gama Bechina Asher Itanu, and that idea where you say you're with us, Brach Lecha Esa Bechina Shlo Zoza Misham. Make haste that aspect that it's never left there. V'zel omro lecha. He's saying brach lecha, right? Doma lecha. Klomar brach al asmacha. Run to yourself.
Kilo zaza koch shechina misham, because the shechina never left there. V'zem relach saying lucha for yourself, run for yourself. V'shem, in other words, you should go. You should you already take the shechina there. It's Yisrael already. And that was saying. It appears he's saying, just feel bad that Hashem's shechina has to be in goals. We feel bad for you, so go bring you take your shechina there. It's Yisrael already. I v'shem atomer, we're going to say eich tazvedi b'varcha. That's for Ben Nachum. How can you leave us with the goyim over here? In atikin hu. So we say the solution is d'mei l'chol tzvi. Be like a deer. Why? Ki derech tzvi is the way of the deer. She b'merutzas b'richaso. When it's running, hofech tamid ponov l'acharov. He always turns his head back while he's running. Neged makom is at the opposite place. So when he's running, his head's turned. Always looking behind. Kena taba barcha. So to when you run, demelit zvi, be like the gazelle. Shapanav klape makom nesiyosov, that his face is always the other direction from the direction where he's going. Via pnei hashkacha ascha tamid alenu, and the face of your hashkacha should always be on us. El makom nesiyoscha, to the place that you're traveling. Lashkiach banu misham, that you should supervise from that point. Okay, so that's what they're saying. They're just saying, you know what? Hashem, we feel so bad for your Shekhinah. At least your Shekhinah should go back. Let your Shekhinah go back. All right, what's going to be with us? You'll keep an eye on us. You can keep an eye on us from a distance as well.
And suffer because of us.
You can do another way. Shimlo tadam letzvi, shetamid homeich panav. If you want to be like the gazelle, always turns his head back. So dima la ofre elim, be like the young heart, bachur, the young one. They can really run fast, easily. Don't make delaying after you've run for yourself. So then quickly return and bring the gula for us. Okay. In other words, he's saying, just go and get your shekinah back there. Why do you have to suffer for us? You can always turn your head back. Keep an eye on us. Or if you want to do that, then just be like the young heart and just bring us all back right away. Where are we going to when you run away? El Hari Besami Bahamar to Mount Moriah. Shareach and Ichach Asher Sham Tamriach, because there's always a pleasant smell from Mount Moriah. Ki Adam Hikriv Sham. Adam brought his first carbon. Noach. Avram Okat Sham is Yitzchak. Yaakov Hekim Shem Matzeva. Yaakov built the pillar. The Yisrael Akivah Shem Kamer Karas, and Jews brought many karbanos and many incense. Shadayin Areich Lo Nispatel. That smell hasn't gone away. V'imenu Enu Kedayim. If we're not worthwhile, Tariach Bareich Nichoscham Lashkiach Banu Misham. Smell that beautiful smell. You should be able, on account of that, have supervision for us. V'lo Yeh Tor Golos Nemer B'chochlin. There should never be a description of Golos in relation to you. Kinach numa, because who are we? With Naikise Kavadecha, before your throne of glory. Shalomainu Tia, the caravan echlim, that because of us you should be amongst the goyim? Rak brach l'cha makam. Go make haste to your place. Bachar lo ka vehar hamariah. Choose for yourself, Hashem, and choose for yourself, Mount Moriah. So this is the idea that the Jewish people are saying, that we appreciate the fact that you're supervising us, but we can't stand the fact that you have to be suffering to be in the exile with us. So why don't you just go back? You go back and you'll supervise us from a different perspective. You know, it could be, I don't know, you know, it could be this is the times we're living in now where there's a lot of Jews now and the Shekhinah maybe is getting closer to come back to Eretz Yisrael.
Maybe we're all tzaddikim neshamos.
We're what?
The Gilgul of
the 200.
I don't think so.
The last 200.
I don't think we are. A long way from that. And this is the message you have to say before you come to the Shabbos. That you're yearning for the Mashiach and you're worried about Hashem's plight more so than our own plight. And Amir Hashem shall be zocha that the Mashiach should come very soon. Amen. Okay, shkayach everybody, and Amir Hashem will celebrate tomorrow night.
Thank you.